Kick off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Love to read, love to get those words into my head in the right order so that I can put a story together. Whew, isn't reading cool? Jenna, hi.
Ate Mari.
Good morning to you. That's a good looking book there. I see the way you covered up the, had it hidden.
Surprise.
Had it hidden until it was time to reveal.
Yes. Okay, so today I'm reviewing a book called Ponty by Charlene Teo. This book came out last week, and so it's hot off the press.
Hot off the press. You've already read it.
Already read it, yeah. Read it over the weekend. Yeah.
Digested it and boom.
Yeah, and highly enjoyable read. So Ponty's set in Singapore, and it's the story of three women in... And it's told over three different times, but they're all connected. So most of the book, or the main part of the book, is set in 2003. And the main character is called Sue, and she's 16 years old, and she's a social outcast. And her mum and her auntie run this kind of crack medium business. You know, like, it's a bit, you're not sure if it's quite real or not. And,
oh, you mean where they talk to the dead?
Yeah.
I can guess it's probably not real, but yeah.
And then she meets this new girl called Cersei. She starts school with her, and they begin quite an intense friendship. So we have...
Cersei.
Which is interesting. I just read a book called Cersei, and then the next book I picked up, which was about Cersei the god, yes. And now she turns up
whole
in this book.
That whole name is just... poisoned for me by the Game of Thrones, fortunately.
Oh, I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I don't understand
The most repulsive of all the villains, the seven-season villain that is Cersei Lannister.
Do you think she's named after... So Cersei's the first recorded witch in Western literature, and she...
Oh, I would say so. I'd say there would be a link there, but yeah. Because
she's a bitch. I'm so out of the loop with Game of Thrones. Anyway, We hear Sue's story.
Cersei in Game of Thrones would be, if she kissed you, you go, oh, is that gorse? Yuck.
I can confirm. I can, thanks to Google.
Yeah.
Yep. Named after the Greek goddess of magic.
Ah.
Or sometimes a nymph, witch, enchantress, or sorceress.
I think what you said was a little nastier, though, Jenna, wasn't it? The first witch and...
Do we want nasty or do we want accurate?
Yeah.
There's a question mark here.
Side note to... Side note to Ponty, the book Cersei came out a couple of weeks ago, so if you're really interested in Cersei and Greek mythology, that's a cool book to read.
We've really gone off topic though, haven't we? Let's get back to these three women in Singapore.
Back to Ponty, set in Singapore. So we've got the 2003 story about 16-year-old Sue.
Friendless and fatherless, I believe.
Yeah, friendless and fatherless. And then we go back to 1963 and we meet her mum as a teenager, Amisa. And she is a very beautiful woman, and she was in this trilogy. She was the main character in this trilogy of horror movies, a cult movie. And then we go forward.
Hold on, slow down. so friendless and fatherless.
Yeah.
She's in Singapore.
Yeah.
Her mother used to be...
She was the lead in this trilogy of a horror movie called Ponty, where the title comes from.
Isn't fiction amazing?
And then we go to 2020 and we meet 32-year-old Cersei, and she's reflecting back on this time. She is working for a social media company, and they're picking up Ponty again, and it's getting rebooted, and she's like, there's that woman from my childhood.
Ponty in the story is the movie.
The movie.
Or the trilogy.
Yes. Oh. It's quite hard.
What an elephant story to come up with.
Yeah, so there's the three stories and they all interconnect.
There's other terms I could have used instead of out of it then. Sorry, that would be more literary. But
yeah, it's a really great story, and she does a great job of weaving the stories together and revealing more over time and why their friendship broke up and other little things that happened. It really catches the subtlety and complexity of female relationships, which is some of my favourite kind of books. And there's lots of pop culture references, and Singapore is such a great character in the book as well. It's really humid and sweaty.
I was going to say, it's an interesting place. I would not initially pick up a book called Singapore, about Singapore, but I would. But now the way you just describe things, I've been there. It is humid and sweaty but at the same time crisp and tidy and a bit weird, you know.
I've only been to the airport. That's one of my favourite airports.
Great zoo. It's really quite an amazing zoo.
I hang out in the cactus garden there when I've been through there. But the good news is I did
one of those, you know, you can have a little sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Had like a 12-hour stop over there. So I went to one of those little sleep salon things there and had the most twisted dreams for some reason.
Ah.
I don't know if it's the Singapore's fault. So
maybe it was Ponte.
I don't know what I had before I left, but...
But the best news is if you can understand what I just said about what this book is actually about, Charlene Teo, the author, is going to be here for the Auckland Writers Festival.
When's the festival?
So the Auckland Writers Festival starts on the 15th of May. And so she's very soon. And then so she's got a whole session with Rosabelle Tan about this book. And then she's also in a free panel event called Out of Empire.
Where's she based, this writer?
So she's actually based in London now, but she grew up in Singapore. So,
wow, cool.
Yeah, I don't actually know too much about her. I'll find out in the session, I guess. So, the Writers Festival is on in a couple of weeks, and that's a great thing. And if you're worried about money and stuff, there's heaps of free events. I would just got to get in there with your elbows out about half an hour before and just lock yourself in the line. Yeah.
Get in the scrum.
Get in the boomer scrum. But there's going to be such cool stuff on. And there's great, youthful, interesting authors who are writing books about interesting countries like this. So
if it's anything like the previous Zillion Writer Festivals, there isn't one dumb thing in there. It's just awesome.
No,
it's
cool.
Awesome.
It's really cool. So I usually just lock myself up there for the weekend and...
You'd be pulling
happens.
All sorts of favour cards, wouldn't you? Playing the card, surely?
I'm raising my eyebrows.
Yeah. Hey, you got a song that you want to play from significant to the
So I'm going
to
play this song called by Astriel. It's called Wallflower. The main character Sue in the 2003 section really loves shoegaze music, and she talks about it all the time. So this is a Singaporean shoegaze band.
So what about, we interviewed DZ Death Rays the other day, and they were in here when they were talking about all the places, asked them where they played around the world, and they were saying that China, very big on shoegaze, apparently.
Ah, really?
Cool. Metal and shoegaze, they said.
Yeah.
All right,
awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, enjoy the song.
Thanks, Gina.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
was Loose Reads.